Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Okay, welcome everybody. This is Q&A Selling Online. So today, I opened my Facebook Messenger like I do every day, and I always have a bunch of message requests. Today I had 9. Out of those 9, again, the questions that keep coming are mostly repeated questions. It's not even really a question, is that people are afraid to start. So where should I start? Why should I start? They want some proof that this works. So there is lots of proof out there. There's a lot of people that show their Amazon accounts, their Shopify accounts, how much they have made, how much they've made today, how much they've made this month, this year. Some people show you millions of dollars, and others show you that they're making $1,000 a day, $200 a day, or whatever. So there's plenty of proof out there. It's just that you choose to believe it or not. And I know what it is. It is fear of failure. Most people are afraid to fail. And let me put it this way. I'm afraid to fail too, just like everybody, right? Failure, rejection, that's what we're mostly afraid of. The biggest fear we actually have is the fear of loss. So let me put this fear in you. If you don't do anything, you will lose. So if you're thinking, I want to start a business, should I start a business? Should I start a private label business? So I think the answer should be yes to all of them. You should start a business. You should start, in my opinion, would be a private label business, because I believe they're so easy, at least to me. It's just so easy. It comes so naturally. It's something that I can go to bed and think of, you know what? I would like to own a company that builds, wipes for a kitchen counter. So, or I don't know, right? So the next morning I wake up and I will own a kitchen countertop product company. I can incorporate online. In the space of, 6, 7, 8 hours, if I really dedicate myself to it, I can incorporate, I can start a business, I can buy the rights to a name, I can do my product research to see, will it fly? And actually, that reminds me, there's a book from Pat Flynn, and it's called Will It Fly? He just launched it this year. I don't have a giveaway for that book. Maybe I'll contact Pat and see if he wants to give some away to our audience here. Anyway, the best thing, or the easiest way to not make money online, and I said to not make money, is to not do anything. If you don't start a business, you definitely will not make money, and you will never fail. If you don't do anything, you won't fail. That being said, do you want to live risk-free and never fail? Do you want to go out there, build a business, and have a chance of success? You know, what if Mark Zuckerberg would never have started Facebook? Did he copy the idea or not? I don't know, but that doesn't matter. He did something about it, and there he is. To start a business, if it was me, and I would start all over, and if I had to choose, if I would start this again, I would start the exact same business. I would start private labeling. The only difference is I would start a lot sooner. I would start years ago. And I mean, I did start years ago, but I don't know, man. When I was a teenager, if I knew what I know now, it would just be so much easier. So there's still a chance. You still have a chance. Go out there and start something. I have other episodes where I can show you what product to choose, so you don't go out there randomly. Actually, you don't go to bed and think, you know, I want to own a toilet paper company tomorrow. You actually have to do some research and see if people are buying toilet paper. In this case, I guess the example is a bit ridiculous because everybody does buy toilet paper. But you need to make a product that people want. Don't invent something. Copy something that already exists. Something that is working, something that is selling, that people want to buy constantly. Turn it into your own product and sell it. Now, you may think, oh, it's easier said than done. How am I going to sell? That is the easiest part. Actually, having a bit of design, art, thought is probably the hardest thing to me. You know, getting it sold is... I put it on my Amazon store. They have 370 million, if I'm not mistaken, customers. Credit cards are on file. You can buy them with one click. And that's just in North America. They have 370 million. Right now, I sell on Amazon Japan. I sell on Amazon Canada, Amazon USA. And I'm going to send a bunch of product to Europe. So they spread all over five markets. My markets, the ones I want, is Germany and the UK. But of course, if Spain, Italy, and whatever the other ones are, if they come with it, even better. And Amazon sells the product for me. They do everything for me. They sell it, they deliver it, everything. And they charge 15% of my gross sales, which a lot of people think that is insane. I think that is beautiful. It's either you have 85% of something big and something that without Amazon I would not be where I am right now. I'd rather give them 15% of everything I sell and sell lots than not sell anything with my Shopify stores. They sell here and there, but obviously they don't sell like I sell on Amazon. I have a 2-3% conversion rate on Shopify. On Amazon, it all depends on the product, but it can go from 10% conversion rate up to 40. 40% conversion rate is unheard of in the history of e-commerce business until Amazon. So my response to those that are afraid, don't know where to start. If you don't know where to start, I do help a lot of people. I help everybody for free. I do not charge for any of this. I just have to be, I hope you also are mindful of my time. I have three kids. Two of them were born last week, so twins. So I have to spend a lot of time with the kids, with the wife, helping out. The rest of the time that I have, I dedicated to my businesses and helping others. So if you have any questions, you can add me on Facebook. My name is Quinn Amorim. I'm probably the only one with that name. Message me, send me a Facebook message. I will respond to them. It may take, some days it could be the same day, some days it could take 2 days, but I will answer everybody. I will help you out. I do calls. I can, if you're local, I'm in Alberta. I live in Edmonton, Alberta. So if anybody wants to meet up, I'm talking to a guy yesterday evening, Mike. And Mike is from Edmonton, so I told him, I'll meet up. I'll actually go, because he was afraid of not knowing how to do the stuff. I can go and meet with him and open up Amazon, and here, you go here, you click here, and it show exactly what to do. And I can do that with, I guess, not every single person, but with anybody that, just message me if you need help. That's about it. What else can I say? You have to do something if you want to get into business. If you want to start a business, start a business. Here's other things. If you want to incorporate, you got to consider a few things. If you're in the States, it's a little bit different. I know from what I see and hear from the other sellers and private label sellers, they create LLCs. In Canada, the LLC doesn't exist. So you incorporate, and if you are a Canadian like I am, I create an Inc. So for instance, you go and you do a Nuance report, which searches the name of the company, that whatever you want to name your company, to see if it is available. federally, in my case, if it is available in Canada now, for $15, I can hold that name for me, and they'll hold it for those $15. They'll hold it for 90 days. Now I can proceed to incorporate, and all of this can be done online. And if you want to do it all from finish to start, to incorporate a business and own a corporation, I would say I could probably do this in 40 minutes, maybe less than 40 minutes. That's how simple it is. The total cost for an incorporation is the name that actually, that those $15 will actually get deducted, so you get those back if you incorporate. If you don't incorporate anyway, you just lose those $15 and the name is yours for 90 days. If you do incorporate, they discount that. And then it's about $200 to incorporate federally, and that's it. You're done. Just do a bit of research about taxes. I'm not an accountant. Actually, I am. I studied accounting. This is in Europe, in Portugal. I studied accounting, but don't ask me anything about accounting. I don't like it, I don't know it, and I don't recommend anybody. So what you should do is ask an accountant, do research online, whatever you want about taxes. That I don't want to give advice about. That's it. Look at other episodes. You can, if you're on YouTube or Facebook, I have a podcast. You can look at my podcast. It's Q&A Selling Online. I have a couple other podcasts. One is in Portuguese, so it doesn't matter to you. Find me there. Soon enough, I'll have my website up. It is queenamorim.com. But you can find the easiest one right now that is active is Q&A Selling Online. And I have a podcast, a website, and a bunch of free information for anybody that needs help starting private label businesses. Hit me up and good luck, everybody. Thank you. There you go. That was it for today. If you did enjoy the show, please leave me a review on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever it is that you listen to this. Subscribe and share it with your friends. If you think there's something valuable with this content, please go ahead and share it with your friends. If you want to meet up, if you want to chat, if you want to message me, go to qaSellingOnline.com. QaSellingOnline.com. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.